Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Okay. I don't know how it's there here in Florida. Everybody is sick. I don't know how it's in New York, but I don't want to say everybody, but half the yeshiva is walking around sick. These colds or other things. I don't know. I don't know what's going around. I don't know if New
Take
York
vitamin D.
vitamin D, that's a doctor's orders.
Yep. If most people are vitamin D deficient, then it's critical to immune system functioning.
Yeah, what about vitamin
Put
C?
it this way, if you had a vitamin D level of 50, you're basically immune to COVID. There's like 100 studies that testify to this. And it's not just COVID, it's like every other, pretty much every other like virus under the sun.
Yes, you should take
Correct.
vitamin D. Okay.
Yeah, because it used to be you got it from the sun and from diet, but nowadays most of the foods don't have the same like degree of like dietary supplementation they used to have.
Okay.
I heard a quote from the Rosh Yeshiva. He said that like the fruits in Europe were much like bigger and better than they are now. Isn't that
Yeah,
true?
I have no idea. I'm not sure if I trust that because my father-in-law, who was Lutnick, used to always talk about how everything in Europe was better, and somehow I don't believe him. He grew up on a farm. He was a boy. Somehow, the rosy pictures of his youth. He never wanted to go back because he didn't want to have to change his dreams of his youth. So I don't know. I'm not sure if I, but could be. Yeshiva definitely held that people were happier in Europe. That's what Yeshiva definitely said all the time, that people were happier. Okay, that was a major hashkafa that Yeshiva always said, that people today are just not happy. And then in Europe, they were happy. Definitely a problem. The chakira that I hear, Mahudi, my son is a big, I don't say a big psychologist, but he's a big metapo. So the shida that he's clearing now is, I always thought that the biggest problem with the guys today is that they're not happy. He claims that now the new problem is that they're not, they're too anxious, they have anxiety problems. And I don't know what the difference between what anxiety problems mean, even. He says that's the new issue. It's not lack of happiness, it's anxiety. For some reason, he says
In
everybody walking
between
around is
anxiety
happy.
attacks, they're happy.
What?
In between anxiety attacks, they're happy.
Yeah, okay. He said that the big problem, I always thought that from he's from the yeshiva, used to say that the problem is people aren't happy. But he says what he sees is in the high school that the kids have high levels of anxiety
What
for
are they
some
anxious
strange
about?
reason. What?
What are they anxious about? It's not like the yeshivas
It's
push
a
like
very
climate
strange
change and all
thing
the
that
other stupid things.
anxiety has nothing to do with reason.
No,
No, but like in the Geisha Welt, like the kids are all they have tremendous
no, it's a
anxiety about
strange thing.
climate change
Why
and the world's gonna end
why
and
should
the
high
world
school kids be
wars.
so full of anxiety? But
Yeah,
rather,
because
anxiety
is totally a unreasonable and illogical thing. I mean, there are obviously things that you can be anxiety anxious about, which is reasonable. But I think
usually it attaches.
95% of the anxiety that people suffer of nowadays is, I think, might be a result on a derivative of lack of happiness. That might
No.
be that it's that's the next generation.
Yeah, but that's what he said. He said that the biggest, what he sees is the biggest problem is not lack of happiness, but that there's a tremendous amount of anxiety among kids, and which okay, surprising. Okay, we should learn, but that's
Touching
anyway.
betachon.
So I don't know. That's the problem. We got a shvered dar. A shvered dar. So we were doing this this machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabban. And we did the Ramban. What happened is that we basically did, there's three people here. There's Tosfos, the Ramban, and the Rajba. And then there's the Birkas Shmuel, which is throws everything in the middle, which is all confusing. Tosfos leaves it Tzarichian, right? Tosfos doesn't understand. Why don't we say Esei Deichel Losa say in Rabbi Akiva? In other words, Tosfos hold as a davar pashut, that if you say esay deichalos esay, so then there's everything's fine. You can have yibo. The Ramban says that Rabbi Akiva holds. The Gemara knew that Rabbi Akiva held.
Rabbi, why wouldn't you have all the problems that we would have by Amana L'Kohen Gadol?
You do have all the problems by Amana L'Kohen Gadol.
So there would be no Biyashnia.
Biyashnia, but Ein Achinami. We're talking about Biyarishina. We're discussing only Biyarishina. Obviously, Biyashnia would be Aser in Rabbi Akiva. We're discussing only Biyarishina. So Tosfos holds that Biyarishina is Mamish in Rabbi Akiva's Mutter Midaraisa. You can do Yibum, you can do Chalitza Midaraisa, because it's no different than Chai Ve'lavim. Chai Ve'lavim Midaraisa, according to Rabbanan, is either the Yibum and Chalitza. It's just Xera, the Midrabbanan, Biyashni is Aser, because there's no more a Mitzvah. And then there's Xera, Rabbanan, Xera, Biyashni, to Biyashniya. So therefore, you don't do Yibum, but you do Chalitza. So according to Typhus.
The Kedushin be Typhus? Even according to Rabbi Akiva?
Yes.
Kedushin normally is not Tyson, yes. But in this case it would be.
Yes, because Yibam is it's not Kenyan Kedushin, it's Kenyan Yibam. Kenyan Yibam is apparently something else, Pashtus, because otherwise Tyson seems to say, Esay Deicha Laos, let's say. So it could be because he wants his Deicha. I'm not sure. But Tyson clearly says, Tyson the Shita is. The good question about how it works, Kedushin and Taishin. But Tzayvah Shita is that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no difference in Chai Ve'lavim between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan. They're exactly the same. Which means that just like Rabbanan, Midiraisa, Chai Ve'lavim have Yibam and Chalitza, Midrabbanan they have Chalitza, but not Yibam because they're a Bia Rishon to Bia Shnia. The Tzayvah's Kasha is that there's Pashtus, the Gemara says otherwise. But in Svara, he doesn't understand how the Gemara knows, or where the Gemara gets it from. Logically, there's no logical reason why Rabbi Akiva should be any different than the Rabbanan. That's Tosfos Shita. Comes on the Ramban, and Ramban says, I'll tell you a difference, because since according to Rabbi Akiva, it's no Tatsi Bo Kedushin, and Rabbi Akiva holds, that if it's just like if it's no Tatsi Bo Kedushin, it's no Tatsi Bo Zika. Now, the problem with that answer is that the Ramban himself, and the Ramban obviously, it's not a Kach Ramban obviously saying it, is that the Gemara on Daf Gimel that says Beferish, not like that. Because the Gemara on Daf Gimel in the Rabbanan says that the reason why we need Alaha, because without Alaha, we would say Esay Techadose Shesh Bakaris. Aye, it's all Tatsi Bo Kedushin. So you see from the Gemara, that if Esay Deicha Lo Tasei Shesh Bekares, we don't care that it's Lo Tatsi Bo Kedushin, and you would do Yibum. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva, Chai Ve'Labin, Rabbi Akiva, should be no more Chomer than Chai Ve'Krisis and the Rabbanan. It's a Kal V'Chomer. It's the same thing. They're both Lo Tatsi Bo Kedushin. So if the Rabbanan, you see on Daf Gimel, that if Esay Deicha Lo Tasei, there's Yibum, and we don't care that it's Lotatsi Bo Kedushin. So, and we don't say if it's Lotatsi Bo Kedushin, Lotatsi Bo Zika. So we should say the same thing Rabbi Akiva. So the Ramban answers that the Gemara somehow or another knew that Rabbi Akiva and Rabban argue on this. So according to what the Ramban is saying, is that there are two totally unrelated machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabban. They argue in one machlokes whether Kedushin says a Mechai Ve'Lavim, which has nothing to do with Yibum per se, directly, it's a Machlokes in Kedushin, if you're Mekadei Shechai Ve'Lavim, is Kedushin Zoybeis or not. And then they have a totally unrelated Machlokes, whether if you have an Otapsi Bo Kedushin, and is that Mafkia Zika? Rekiva holds it's Mafkia Zika, and Rabban holds it's not Mafkia Zika, right? That's what the Ramban seems to say. Okay, so far we're okay. So now the Shaila is, what is the Hesber in this Machlokes? We were reading the Birka Shmuel yesterday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, I think. What is the Hesber, The Ramban makes up a new machlekes. He says he doesn't know how the Gemara knows it, but there's a new machlekes that there is a machlekes from Yitiv and Rabbanan when something is low tafsi about kedushin is a tafsi about zika. So what are the two studies? So the simple reading of the Ramban, is that the Ramban is mechadesh. It's not like the way the Birkei Shmuel says it in either study. It's the Ramban is mechadesh that zika and kedushin are the same thing, and that's only true in the Rabbi Akiva and not in the Rabbanan. And that's the machlokes. That would be, if you had asked me, the lashon of the Ramban is mashma that way, that he's saying that Rabbi Akiva holds that zika, if it's low tafsi about kedushin, it's low tafsi about zika. Why? Because zika is a form of kedushin, and the Rabbanan hold that zika is different than kedushin. It's a different bria, and therefore the fact that it's low tafsi about kedushin does not necessitate low tafsi about zika. Right? That would be the machlokes. Zika is close to kedushin, but it's slightly different than kedushin. It's not exactly the same thing. It's a zika is a you know, it's a so the Rebbe Akiva holds that zika is governed by the same rules of kedushin, and Rabbanan holds is not governed by the same rules. That's the simple reading of the Ramban. I don't know that's where. He doesn't say, because Ramban doesn't mention anything about Esei Deichelot Esei or anything when he's explaining Rabbi Akiva. He just says, since it's Lotasi about Kedushin,
Lotasi about Zika. Is there some kind of Raya?
What?
Zika has the same properties.
He doesn't bring any Raya. The Raya is from here. We can't hear.
All right, sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. So the
Rabbi, don't Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim argue about whether it's tafsi b'kedushin?
Yes, that we.
So why do we have to say the machlokes is whether it's
two? According to the Ramban, there are two totally unrelated machlokes that have nothing to do with each other. They have one machlokes, which everyone agrees, Tosfos agrees, everyone agrees. They argue whether Chai Ve'Lavim is Tafsi Bo Kedushin. That's not a Yibum Dikka machlokes. That's a Kedushin machlokes. If you go over, if a Kohen goes over to a Grusha and gives her a ring, says Areyat Mekudeshes. If you go over to a Mamzer, you say Areyat Mekudeshes. So it's a Chai Ve'Lavim. So Rabbanan say Kedushin is Taibes, Rabbanan or Kiva says Kedushin is not Taibes. That's one machlokes. That has nothing to do directly with Yibum. Now, according to Ramban, there's another machlokes.
Why do you have to make it such a big machlokes?
Because it's what he says, an unrelated machlokes, because we know that the Rabbanan hold that even by Chai Ve'Krisis, which is Maltafsi Bar Kedushin, the din is you can have Yibum. If I say Daichalosa say, the Beferish of Gemara and Daf Gimel. So we see the Rabbanan hold that Lotafti Bo Kedushin is an irrelevancy to Gabi Yibum. That's what the Ramban brings a Raya. The Ramban brings that Raya. So so now you're going to tell me that in Rabbi Kiva, Lotafti Bo Kedushin is relevant. So that's a totally unrelated machlokes. Nothing to do with anything. We have a case of Lotafsi Bo Kedushin. If you had Chai Ve'Krisis, in other words, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan would argue not by just by Chai Ve'Lavin. They would argue by Chai Ve'Krisis. If Lu Yitzur, Lu Yitzur, you paskin, Esei Deichelot Esei Sheyesh Bekares. You know, there is a day that says we paskin that way. The Gemara had a Havamina to say we paskin that way. So, it's obviously not without the pasukim. So according to Rabbi, and you didn't have the pasuk of Allah. So according to Rabbanan, you would have Yibum. According to Rabbi Akiva, you would not have Yibum. Right? That's what the Ramban is saying. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that there's no pasuk by Chai Ve'lavim, and yet Rabbi Akiva Misvara says that if it's L'tafsi Bo Kedushin, it's L'tafsi Bo Zika. And the Rabbanan say, not true. Chai Ve'kriz is L'tafsi Bo Kedushin, but it's still Tafsi Bo Zika, if Esei Deichel also say. So that's a totally unrelated machlekes. That's what the Rabban is saying. That's why the Rabban has a kasha. Since it's a totally unrelated machlekes, how did the Gemara know? If the two machlekes would be totally zebizeh, then the Rabban would not have a kasha. How did the Gemara know? They know because one's a totsoah of the other. We know they argue in A, so they argue in B. But the Rabban's whole teretz is that he's being mechadish, that there's a totally unrelated machlekes to keep in Rabban.
How can he be mechadish a second machlekes and then ask how did the Gemara know? He's being mechadish it.
Because I gave the guys a very good mashal. I'll give you the same mashal. There's a person, we'll call him Mr. I don't know, whatever his name is, not Ralph. And he's very nervous that someone wants to kill him. Right? All my mashal have something about getting killed, right? Someone wants to kill him. So he goes and he has tremendous security. He has 15 guards around his house. Anyone that comes into his house is checked. He has all kinds of, body sensors to check that, you know, the metal detectors, right? So no one could get into his house with a gun. Okay. Sure enough, one day we walk into Mr. Jones' room, whatever, and we see someone shot him with a gun. Someone from some 6 feet away, so it wasn't suicide. Someone came in and shot him. There's a bullet hole in his head. So now you're going to say, well, wait a second. It's not possible because no one could get a gun into the house. There's 50, you know, metal detectors. So Zem in the phone, he didn't get shot by a gun. Right? You wouldn't say that. If the bullet's in his head, the guy shot by a gun. You have a kasha. How did the gun come in? But so the evidence, the fact that you don't know how the gun comes in, doesn't mean you deny reality. Reality is it's mukhruf from the Messias that a gun did get in. I just don't know how. So that's what the Ramban is saying here. Based on this Gemara, it's mukhruf that the Gemara knew that Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbanan on a second machlekes. Mukhra from this Gemara.
You would have to knock out every other possibility of a pshat in order to make it mukhra.
The Ramban is very smart, and he knocks out every other possibility of pshat. Tosfos left in Sarachian, so you see there's no other pshat. So the Ramban says there's no other possibility except saying that there's a second machlekes. So obviously, that's right pshat. Just like obviously the guy was shot by a gun. Now you have a kasha. How'd the gun come in? Okay, I don't know. See, I have a kasha. How did the Gemara know? I don't know. But obviously, from the Gemara, they're the second machlokes, because otherwise the Gemara doesn't make sense. It's mukhlof from the Gemara that there's two machlokes. That's beferish in the Gemara. We don't know how the Gemara knew, but you can't deny that there's two machlokes because it's beferish in the Gemara that there's two machlokes. Because it's beferish in the Gemara that in Rabbi Akiva, Vesei's Doiche, you don't have Yibum. And the Gemara said, Beferish on Naf Gimel, then in the Rabbanan, if Esay Daicha, you do have Yibum. So you know this is another Machlaikas. Right? That's what the Ramban is saying. Okay. Anyway, let's see the Rabbi. The Rabbi Baruch Bir has, I don't know if I want to go over that, but Rabbi Baruch Bir has a very funny shot in Rabbi Akiva and the Rabban. We were, Thursday, we were working on Rabbi Baruch Bir, trying the Rabbanan. Wednesday, I'm sorry. But even in Rabbi Abir's Shad and Rabbi Akiva is very funny. He makes Rabbi Abir makes everything Zeris HaKosas. I don't know. Like, wait, if you would have asked me, it's a very, everyone is very logical. And it's just a question, is Zika the same as Kedushin or different? It's not such a hard, difficult machlekes. You know, there is Zika is close, but it's not, it's a cousin. So if it is a cousin, I mean, it's slightly different than Kedushin. Kedusha and you're Chaya Misa for it. Zika, you're not Chaya Misa. According to many people, Zika, Kedusha makes an Issa Krivim. And it's a Shaila whether Yesh Zika or Ain Zika to make an Issa Krivim. And many people say that Yesh Zika is only Midrabanan. The Raisa doesn't make an Issa Krivim. So Zika is similar to an Ishus, but it's not exactly like Ishus. It's only an Issa Lav. It might not make an Issa Krivim. So Rabbi Kiva holds that it's a miniature Kedusha. A miniature has all the same dinim of the big one. It's a Kal V'Chomer. If a big Kedusha is knocked off by the Tafsi Bar Kedusha, so a miniature Kedusha will also be knocked off. And the Rabbanan hold it's not a miniature, it's a variation, right? There's a difference between whether it's a variation or a miniature. Miniature means it's exactly the same, but it's just a smaller form, right? I told the guys, I think it's good. The key is that's totally in the Machlokes, the Chazon Ish, and the Rosh Hashiva, right? You know the Machlokes, Chazon Ish, and the Rosh Hashiva? The Chazon Ish, Rav Isaac Shear. But we all like Rav Isaac Shear, I think, on this one. Rav Isaac Shear, who was the big Baal Musar in Bnei Brak, says all these Musar Shmuzim from the others. You know, so there's a Chazon Ish who has a letter that he criticized Rav Isaac Shear. So one thing he criticized was it wasn't so Mukhruch. Okay, that maybe Rashiva did agree to. But he also said one of the reasons he criticizes him is you can't learn out from the Avos because the Avos were Rishonim Kimalachim Anu Kibnei Adam. So a Ben Adam and a Malach is a different Bria. So you can't learn, if you want to learn from a Malach and you're applying it to us, it's a different Bria. Malachim were governed by different rules of psychology, different rules of behavior. They're Malachim. The different. You can't learn psychology from a malach and then apply it to a person. Or there says a marishan ke b'nei adam anok chamorim. So you can't apply rules of nature that you find by a ben adam to a chamor.
Sandy, go ahead.
Yeah. So how does he explain myself with Simon Abanim?
It's a simon, but it's not. But not to learn out mussar. It's a simon, it's a simonim. If they went there, they had goddess, we'll have goddess. Simonim, but that's fine. But it doesn't mean
she has lots of schmoozing on the others.
Their behavior, their psychology. The fact that you'll say a schmooze, that the satan was able, when he went to the Akedis Yitzchak, the satan was trying to be mashpia on Avram a certain way, or that the Eitz Hadas, the Malach, you know, Chava ate the Eitz Hadas because she had the following Eitz Hara. He says, according to the Chazon Ish, has nothing to do with us because.
Why does the Torah say it? Why does the Torah say it?
That's the gosh, okay? I don't know. We don't know why the Torah said according to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish's Shita was that there are different Brias. There's a different Bria. The different Bria, you can't learn outside rules of psychology because it's a different Bria.
We say Masai Agia Maisa Masai.
Obviously, the Bawi Musar disagreed, and the Bawi Musar held that we're not different Brias, we're just miniatures. We're a miniature. We learn out from the Avos because we're miniature Avos. All the Midas Tavis that the Avos had, we have also, just in a miniature form. And we learn out from Esav because we're a miniature Esav also. All the Midas Rais that Esav has, we have. Human beings, according to Bari Munster, are all the same. Every human being there is as the same inborn midas, the same teva. It just one's a tiny Tim and one's a giant. But a giant and a tiny Tim are exactly the same. They're the eyes, the nose, the ears, they're all the same. Just one's big and one's small. And I got
Chazanish dispute with the Mesil Sharm where he starts off, you can end up by Adam HaKadosh, which is definitely
you can be sounds Adam HaKadosh, but you're not. You don't learn.
Right, it's clear that starts out as a normal person, no?
The Musa Shmuzim that you learned that he had this Yetzirah, that was maybe he was a different type of person. So these.
So was the Chazon Ish arguing with Mesil Sharm?
I don't know. I'm not such a bucky in the Mesil Sharm. But that's
what the Chazon Ish. It's clear
the Chazon Ish writes. He was one of his criticisms of Isaac Shear And the ingress of Chazonish is that you're treating the others like human. You're coming, but you're treating them like normal humans. You're asking kashas. How do we explain why they behave like this? You know, like a typical mudishmuz. Does this make sense? How could it be? Right? You mean how could it be? You don't understand. They're in a different. They're not. They're not dealing with your psychology. So how can you ask? How could it be? That's a chazonish's kasha.
But isn't the sishram
the Muslims agree? So it's the same achleikus over here. The same achleikus that the Rambam, the Rabbi Akiva is saying, like the Bawi Musar, that Zika and Kedushin are the same thing. I, one's much greater than the other, but they're miniatures. So whatever properties defined by Kedushin, you can apply it to Zika. Whatever properties defined by Zika, you can apply by Kedushin. They're the same thing. And the Rabbanan will say they're not the same, they're only in the same family. There's external superficial similarities, but they're not the same thing. And therefore they're not governed by the same principles, right? The same machlokes. I don't know. That's what I would have said. So machlokes, the Chazonish and the Bawi Musar is the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, according to Ramban. Same type of machlokes.
What does it mean Musa Giel and Maisa Avoisai if there are no shaykhs?
Okay, that's stomach kasha. So whatever, you know, like there's like a million and a half shot in what Musa Yagia means. So because on the in Parshas, we can't be Magia. I mean, how do you explain? It says Musa Yagia, and yet it says in Rishonim Gimlei Adam Anu Kachamoyrim. So if you're a Chamor, how can you Magia? You know, it's that was just one generation. The difference between one generation was from an Adam to a Chamor. So we're already around 50 generations, maybe more.
So that's what we got to have the Ram. The Rambam says that a person could be as high as Moshe Rabbeinu, not in Nevuah, but could be Mason.
So the Pashup Shah and the Rambam is because you're at Tzaddik, because you use your potential, but not that you do the same things. So I don't know, you know, you can use your potential.
Did the Chazanish disagree with all the Chedushim and the Musar Shmuzim, though? Like, at the end of the day,
I disagreed with all the Shmuzim. What can
like,
I
all say? All the Yesodos that the Rosh Hashiva derived from the Shmuzim, the Chazanish said, nope, not true.
I don't know.
Like, they were true, though.
But they
maybe the Chazanish doesn't hold it has to be Mokrok anyway, so therefore he agreed the principle.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
But the fact that
you want to find principles. You people the Chazanish. And I'll send, I don't want to enough to waste time in the share, but I'll send you the Chazonish. Believe that they're after share. I can easily find, I have it written down somewhere. So I can find you the Chazonish and I'll send it to you.
Rabbi, it wasn't just the Bali Musa, the Rishonim, the Ramban took apart the Adam to Avram, to Yaakov, that's everything.
Are the ones that ask these kashas, could it be? How did this is the whole Yisrael about Musar is we analyze it. Does this make logical sense? The
Rabbi,
behavior,
Rabbi, the behavior is illogical.
Is you look at someone's behavior and you say, who are we talking about? Does it make sense that Avram Avinu is such a tzaddik?
And, Rabbi, we always use Rishonim. We don't
to the 10 Nisyonis of Avram Avinu. And we come to one of the Nisyonis. We say, does it make sense that Avram Avinu is such a tzaddik? This Nisyon would have affected him. Such a little cheat because he had to pay money. Right? That's a typical schmooze.
Rabbi, that's not on the soul, I thought.
Was that Avram Avinu had to pay for the Marat HaMachbeda. So what's the big deal? So Avram Avinu, it bothers him that he thought he wouldn't have to pay because Hashem told him he's going to Lachon, and now he has to pay. And Ephron offered it to him for free. And he insisted. And then Ephron took him up on what he said. And that bothered him so much. That was one of the 10 Nisayin. The 10th Nisayin of Avram Avinu. Quentra Bena Yaina. Was that he had to pay for the Marat HaMachbeda.
Rabbi, exactly, Rabbi. No. Rabbi.
Avram is rich. What does he care? So, who are we talking about? Avram, I mean, right? So the
Chazon Ish only do that based.
Gosh, is who you're talking about? Avraham Avinu has a different rules, different psychology.
Rebbe, we only our Mesorah is to only do that based on Rishonim. We don't come along and say, "How could Avraham Avinu go do such a thing?" We take a Rishon, we don't even like Rishonim. We like Achronim.
How they explain what Avraham did, but then
we always piggyback. That's on Mesorah, is to piggyback on a Rishon.
Sorry, I don't agree with you.
You don't take a pasuk and go, "How could he do such a thing?"
Explaining the situation, but then we ask, "How could it be?" Every shmooze, that's what the guys in here in the high school make fun of all the shmooze. Could it be? Yes, it could be.
That's Rishon. That's a Rishon says it. What did I do? I'm stuck. The Rishon says it.
The shmooze are based on. Okay, then let's go back there. I don't want to get up on a tangent. Okay, so let's read this Rashba. I believe, Nander, I'll send you the Chazon Ish. You can scream at the Chazon Ish. You don't need to scream at me.
Just Akav, my brother in law, is a great nephew of the Chazon Ish.
Yeah,
and his family menhagim are all the same as the Karel. It's the mishpacha, and he asked me to get him a set of chidusha alev because it's tremendous shmuzin.
Okay, very good. Yeah, okay, we're corrupting.
I don't know. I mean,
okay, I don't know. I don't want to say corrupting. That's for sure. But this is not a okay. I don't know. Maybe. You know, maybe the Chazon Ish was not as extreme, but you'll see, you'll look inside. Maybe, but okay. Their Chazon Ish definitely was not, you know, had his own unique shittas in certain things. Had his own unique shittas in learning. Yeah. You know, the Chazon Ish was a very big God though, but he didn't come up through the yeshiva system. He was a, I don't want to say self-taught. He was learned by his father, was considered the God of Adar. But it's interesting. Rabbi Yeshua also didn't come up through the yeshivas. So, you know, I wonder if there's some connection with that. You know, that sometimes we get stifled when we're in yeshivas. But the Maisa, there is some logic to that. That the geniuses get stifled when they're in a set environment. But the Chazon Ish had some unique shittas. And Rav Plushinsky was also telling me that the Chazon Ish derech and learning was the Chazon Ish did not like a lot of the yeshivish learning. Because he felt that they're making things illogical too much. I mean, the Torah has to be logical. Okay, anyway. So he had his own. What?
Very anti-brisk.
Yes, he was very anti-brisk.
Yeah, my father-in-law was like brisk too.
He has a whole sefer on Ruchaim. What do you mean? Every Haggadah, the Chazon Ish went through the whole Ruchaim and went through.
But it's Kashas and Ruchaim. But someone says that the Kashas of Chazon Ish and Ruchaim is not Kashas. It was Kashas because he had a different derech. It stems from a different derech. I saw that in print. But the Chazon Ish is Kashas. I think Rabbi Abramsky said that. And there's a sefer Penine Yechezko, I forget what it's called. You know, the pieces from Rav Chazko Abramsky, that he says that all the Chazon Ish is Kashas and Rav Chaim all come down to one basic insight that he didn't follow Rav Chaim's Derech learning. Okay. Anyway, just to throw a tip, I don't know if the guys know. I heard this from the Yeshiva. I didn't know this till recently. You know, they said that David went to learn by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. That Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a yeshiva in Europe. And in order to get guys to come, when he opened the yeshiva, he said they agreed that Rav Chaim would come and give shir there. So Rav David and his brother, they both wanted to hear shir from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim, you couldn't.
It's not the case that the altar sent him. I heard the altar sent him.
No, I think the altar sent him, but I think they went because Rashi said they wanted to hear shir from Rav Chaim. Maybe that's why they agreed to go. I don't know. That's what I heard. They wanted to hear shir from Rav Chaim. So they went to this yeshiva, and the Maaser, Rav Chaim, didn't come. For whatever reason, we don't have to go into. That's not for, there was some technicalities why he couldn't make it. And so, but the David, so he spent his man in this yeshiva. And Yeshiva said that at the end of his man, Rav David said that if you showed him a Rambam and you told him there's a Rav Chaim and the Rambam, he could tell you what Rav Chaim said. Because he was so much into Rav Chaim's Zerach from that man, that it's like a guy who, if you tell him, you say, you show someone a Rashi, you say, Rav Shiva said a Shmuz on this Rashi. So the guy knows Rav Shiva Zerach, he'll know what they mean. He might not have seen the Shmuz himself, but once you tell him the Rav Shiva has a Shmuz on this Rashi, I'll tell you the Shmuz. So he says he was, you tell me that the Rav Chaim on this Rambam, he could tell you what Rav Chaim said. So a little bit, we have the supposed Rav Chaim Zerach. That's part of the Messiah. Anyway, okay, but let's see this Rajba.
His own Messiah. Rav Shiva didn't exactly learn like his father. His Derech, Rav David used to say on Rambam, so Rav Shiva doesn't say on Rambam.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you want to argue. Rav Shiva, I don't think, would have accepted what you said. Rav Shiva would say he learned exactly the same way as his father. I'm sure he would have said that. He said that his father was more radical. He could do the Rambam, but he during the same way.
They didn't have a separate Ian Bikias Seder. His father's time, they didn't have a separate Ian Bikias. They just had one Seder.
He said he will. Shiva held that he learned the same way, except that he had a slow down because of Gadu Adairis, either himself, because he's not as big as a Gadu or his father, or the Talmidim were in his Gadu. So he had a slow down. That's why his Shir took much longer. But he insisted that he was the same Derech. Do not make change the Derech. That would be the Yeshiva would shoot you if you would say that.
Reb David's Mar Makomo, were Rishonim.
What?
Reb David said Rishonim.
Okay. That's also part of this kind of exchange. The because we're on a lower level, so we need to work on things that are more beferish. Rishonim are more ambiguous. So when you're a greater person, you can work on as this kando hadiris. There's you're limited. You know the alter shmuzim to us don't sound mukhruch, but he claims that it's the same derech. It's just that when you're a lower person, you need things to be more beferish. You need more to we work on achrayim because achrayim are clearer than rishayim. But that's it's still yelled at the same basic data, the same basic axioms, it's the same halacha machshava. It's just that we can't be as radical. So we need more direction. We need more rayas. We need Meshiva is more machmir and a shmuz to be mukhruch than right. The famous story is that I don't remember who it was, but someone asked Rav Chatzkel Sarna, I think. I'm not sure. I think it was Rav Chatzkel Sarna that the Alter Shmuzim are not Mukhruch. You read the Ortz often, they don't sound Mukhruch at all. And he told him that it's not that they're not Mukhruch. They're not Mukhruch to you. In other words, it's Katnu Adairis, so you need stronger Ryans. Okay, let's read the Rajma. Yeshiva definitely would not agree that he has a different definite father. He would shoot you for saying that. I'm serious. He would be very upset to hear such a thing, because he felt he was very proud of the fact that he never changed anything from the Messiah. He would say that a million times. He stuck with the Messiah. He adapted the Messiah because that's you have to deal with this Katnu Adairis. So that's not changing. That's adapting. If guys have to go slower. So you have to, because if the Messiah is to learn on a certain level of Ian, and guys can't get that level in Ian unless you go take an extra week. So that's adapting the Messiah. If guys need to do Achleidim instead of Rishonim, because again, they're weaker, so you're adapting the Messiah, but you're not changing the Messiah. You have to keep the Messiah. It's like saying that because they wore the Hasidim, because in Europe they dress a certain way, we're going to keep the dress the same way. So she would not say that's not keeping the Messiah. That's time silly. I don't want to say silly, but that's you know, there's no, the Messiah is to dress the same way in style that they dressed in Europe. And if in Europe they dressed in style, and this is what they was called dressing in style, then in America we dress in style based on the rules of style in America. You're keeping the same rules, but changing it because the mitzvahs change. If you're paskling on a chicken the same way your Rebbe paskling, but your Rebbe might have concluded that the chicken's treif, and you'll conclude the chicken's kosher because it's a different chicken. But that's not changing Messiah. That's
Did just Reb David having Messiah?
He has changed.
Did Reb David have Messiah?
Of course. Reb David Messiah was partially from the Chafetz Chaim and partially from the
Alter. I'm saying his share, his blot share, that I'm saying. That, yeah, he needed the Alter, nor the Chafetz Chaim gave a share like that.
No, it was mostly from the Granat, and there was somebody else. He had another Rebbe also. I don't remember the name. He's mostly from the Granat, and there was somebody else. That there was some other Rebbe had before he came to Radin, but there was, you know, which was a, apparently some Chashra person. But okay, Reb David obviously had some of them, sorry. But anyway, but okay, that's right. I'm wasting too much time. I'm sorry. I apologize. You guys are right here. You know, you didn't come to hear Ashkab, you came to learn. So when that's in the Rajba. So you break on the Obama, but it's a Kadusha, the bigger keeper on it. That's Typhus's kasha. Okay.
Rebbe, where are you?
I'm sorry. I resent it again today, I think.
Is it Simon Dalin?
No. In the Shai, the Chuma is a Rajba.
Oh, okay.
Was, I think I resent it today. I sent it last week also.
Okay.
It's on page Shachi is a Rajba, page Chaf, and it's Tessam and Ahavet.
Okay. Thank you.
You have it?
No, I'm not at home. I don't have it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. I'll just listen.
And if they have a Kobay Tsaris, someone must have in that office a Kobay Tsaris.
I'm in the Rebbe's room.
I know, but then I'm sure in the Rebbe's room they have a Kovei Tzaharis.
Kovei Tzaharis.
A Kovei Tzaharis on your Vamis.
Okay. And then where is it in the Kovei Tzaharis?
So on page Chaf.
Chaf. Okay, I'll look. Thank you.
If you get a Kovei Tzaharis, that's the most common safer on your Vamis. You can just ask. Oh, there it is. You got one. So page in the first section is called Shai V'Chuz HaRajba. That's what we said, that was Rav Simcha put out the Kobe Shai V'Chuz HaRajba. That was Rav Ochanan. Kobe Tzaharis is Rav Ochanan's Kedushim, but he prefaces the Sefer with his son's Sefer. So then Shai V'Chuz HaRajba, which is Rav Simcha, collected Chuvas of the Rajba that were on Yavavis. So on page cup, it's on page cup. It's in the bottom of the first column. Says Daf Tesam and Abay. I'm an Aleph. You have that Rabbi Gedalia. Daf Chaf in the beginning of the Sefer. Says Shai V'Chuvas HaRajba Daf. Perek Rishon.
Isn't it's in the regular Rajba also, Rabbi. Just not as long. You know, he just adds on to it. I'm saying the regular Rashba, it seems to be the same as the Ramban. I don't know if that is really or not. And then he just adds on those who begin.
I didn't see it in the regular. No, Rabbi Gedalia, you don't have? In the beginning, the first section of the Sefer is Shai V'Chuvas HaRajba. No? Okay. I'm assuming, I hope, yeah. Okay. Sugya Perek Kama Diavamit. We did the first pass of Tshuva. The Kiva did it too. Chayve lav and chayve krisis. The Chadina is so. The Ksiva also even though the Darshinu called an Yiva about a Chalitza. Chayna the Yiva made out of Chalitza. And so that's by chayve krisis. The Mayam with chayve krisis who then are the Yiva Chalitza. Oh, chayve lav and I didn't come in the Gemara. Lowy. Did he done? I know time is shift the chayve lav and toy book to share carbine the kakas but isha. Chayv krisis, so krivei the klav and the kach lado. Avar Akiva, maishna. Right? So what he says sounds like it makes absolutely no sense, but just to say the words, he says that we have a drasha that by chayve creases is ain't ole yibum or chalitza, because we have a drasha of kol shein ole yibum ain't ole chalitza, and that drasha is speaking by chayve creases, and since according to Rabbi Akiva, chayve lavin is otafsi ba kedushin, just like chayve creases is otafsi ba kedushin, so you can't split. So once the drasha says chayve creases don't have yibum and chalitza, so what's the difference? So you have to apply that drasha to chayve lavin too. Now, why offhand does that make pashas absolutely no sense?
Daf gimel.
Yeah, but I just need to hear you're right. But we just hit the say it to them on the head. Why? But he's saying as far that there's no difference.
Yeah, but once we have Daf Gimel shows us that Gufa, if I have an essay, Dochel, what Loisa say, then it would work out.
So what the boy did have to hit, then you say, you're right. What I have to nail on the head is, they are different. Because Chayve Krisis ain't essay, Dochel, Loisa say, that's Shesh Bekaris, and Chayve Lavim, essay, Dochel, Loisa, Shesh Bekaris. Right? He's saying that there's, according to the Rav Kiva has a drasha, he has the same drasha that we have, that Chayve Krisis is Ein Ole Yibum Ein Ole Chalitza. And then Rabbi Akiva says, listen, what's the difference? Chayve Lavin and Chayve Krisis are exactly the same. But what do you mean they're exactly the same? They're totally different. Because by Chayve Lavin, we say Etzei Toichel Losa, say. So it's Ole Yibum. That's what Rabbi Baruch Meir said. It's called Ole Yibum because it's Etzei Toichel Losa, say. So it's Ole Yibum. And Chayve Krisis ain't essay Deichet, so it's not Eile the Yibum. So they're rocking Midrash from Eirev. So look at the, let's look inside. The whole point is, he says again, I didn't know he's saying. You see where I didn't know he's saying? It's around, first he quoted all the Bikiyas, from the Adaw and Mises, Apeh, that Rabbi Kiva, but he didn't explain, but I didn't know he's saying. That's around eight lines down. But I didn't know he's saying. The Kiva did it too. Since according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayve Lavim and Chayve Krisis, since they're both Voltafsi but Kedushin, Chadinesu, they have to have the same din. Bixiva Oti Vimto, there's a drasha by Chayve Krisis, Koshe Oyden Yibam on a Chalitza. The Mai Amrit Chayve Krisis, and Oyden Yibam on a Chalitza, Loi. That doesn't make sense. Did he done? I know Taima. There's a difference between Chayve Lavim, Tais Medushin, Vikari Bebe Lachalala Isha, Chayve Krisis, Lo Tafsi Bo Kedushin, Klav, Vikari Bebe Lachalala, Avra Kiva, Mai Shna, Hocha, Vahocha. What's the difference? I mean, what's the difference? Mai Shna, Hocha, Vahocha, Ain't Kedushin, Tais Bo. Vikari Bebe Lachalala, it's not true. Hocha, Kedushin, Tais Bo, and Hocha, Esay, Daicha, Lo, Tay, and their Kedushin is Taipei. You can't say the haka v'haka, well, the haka ain't kedushim taisim bo, but al karina b'chami nayelag v'laka. That doesn't sound right, because once essay's daiche, so it should be tafsi bo kedushim, and you should consider call it v'laka.
Not if the kachas overrides sigil v'lusasay, also. And even Rashi describes it.
Rabbanu Peir Beferis said this, that it's considered the lakha. If Esay Daichalal, that's right. Rabbanu Peir spoke this out Beferis, that if you learn the system is because it's a siba, that ain't all the yibam is a siba. That's how Rabbanu Peir said it. So since it's Esay Daichal, so it's called the lakha, and you don't have the siba. He says it right. He said it Beferis. It's called the lakha. I'm pretty sure he said it. I don't have the
reply. Why are we forced to agree with the Rabbah on that point? Maybe, like, why can't it be that we darshan to the pasuk that it has to be Shaykh Bekicha, because that's the kachas. Since you ain't to be someone who's not Tofi's Kedushin.
But it's by definition of Halachas. And makes Tvisa's Kedushin, obviously.
I say it can only be Docha.
The Gemara and Gimel. When the Gemara and Daf Gimel wanted to say that Chagdei Krisis will have Yibam, they didn't mean it's Tafsi about Kedushin.
Obviously. Maybe not. Maybe like we were saying in the other sukkah, you have to be
up. I just on that base, Amin Awif said that there's no mitzvah yibam without kinyan, right? That was the Taifa said. That if the Gemara says in Nida, by Nida, that you're mekayim the mitzvah, so that means by definition that you're kinyan. So Taifa says that you can't be mekayim the mitzvah without kinyan. Whether which comes first, we didn't know. But if the Farish of Taifa is that kinyan and kiyam mitzvah are contingent. And so if the Gemara on Daf Gimel says that you're if Essay would be Daicha Losa say you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, then it's the Farish in the Gemara that you're Kaina. So what's he talking about? The Rajma is saying that since that it's Lotafsi Bon Kedushin, it's not true. It is the Locha. Tushin is Taifates. But if Essay Daicha Losei, now in Grund, if not in the din of Essay Daicha Losei, Dushin wouldn't be Taifate. But out the din of Essay Daicha Losei, Dushin is Taifate. I think we should keep on reading. But right now, he's not making any sense. And he's not making any sense to me. And let me keep on reading. The key in the Chodimini ain't a Yibam, either Mami ain't a Loida. And therefore, it's mukroch that chay velavim is also not known in the evil. What do I do with the other pasuk that says that Yeshua called Yibam Achat and has chalitza done of Yibam? Would they are korcha? Let's say Yibimto Riba. He must not have that other drasha. The Haiminayo Mavkis. Because there's no logical split between chay velavim and chay velavim. The kami na mak is kami mitzvah chalitza. The legabe chalitza lega kilusa. There's no room to fit the name of chay v'krisis the chamira lo sagan chalitza. Chay v'krisis lavim the kiri sagan. And the donor the mechal keminav shim the hechad the hakol shaychik kedushim hakol shaychik zamin. But a kiva can't make such a split. He'll go mafkin chad umarbin chada. In other words, I would have said a different answer that the pasuk is talking about Chai Ve'Essay. And Rabbi Kiva's Maida that Chai Ve'Essay is Tafsi B'Kedushin. Maybe he didn't say this because there's a day in the Gemara that Rabbi Kiva holds that even Chai Ve'Essay is not Tafsi B'Kedushin. Even though it's not the normal Psheya, but there is such a day. But he wants to say, what does Rabbi Kiva do with Yevimto? According to Rabbi Kiva, that even Chai Ve'Lavim don't have Yibam v'chalitza, because as long as it's well tafsi about kedusha, you don't have Yibam v'chalitza. So how does Rabbi Akiva understand Yevimto that Yeshecha Yevam ha'achas sha'ole v'chalitza apishel eno Yibam? So he says it must be Rabbi Akiva doesn't have such a drasha. He can't, because it's totally illogical, which is makes my problem even more strong. You know, there is a drasha Yevimto. Pashas is so logical. It's so simple because Essay Daicha Losei. That was the whole gotcha. Okay, so I don't know what he's saying yet. Okay, so then he brings a Yishalmi, which is not clear if it's a different shot or the same shot. So far, it's supposed to be the same shot. Yishalmi Nami Mash Mahochi. The whole Iker Amona going God to show the Chalitza, Eino Adam Yishom the Taisim Bo Kedushin. Okay, the Karsin also Rabbein Rav Chia Boy. Kume Rav Zeira. Rabbein is a very common name in Yerushalmi for some reason. So Tami the Rebbe Zeira probably. Amona going God the Moshe Adricha Chalitza. Amar Efter Loimar Kedushin Taisa Ba Da'at Amrit Ein Adricha Chalitza. So you see that the requirement for Chalitza is contingent on Kedushin Taisa. Kivin Shekain Tulek and Achira Vekiva. You can't ask such a question. Drachmana Afke. Because the Torah says that your father, that Abdin and Chai Velavim, Hokla Chai Vekrisis. Okay. That's his pshat. So I do not understand his pshat. We'll leave it for you people to try and explain the pshat. But if you look on the bottom, you look on the bottom in Os Mem Hey, I think he asked my kasha, and I didn't read it yet, but I just looked at it now. I don't know why I didn't read it, but I didn't read it. Hagoyim Hagoyim Rav, who is this? Rav Avshin. Who's Avshin?
Elazar Simcha. Elazar Simcha Wasim.
Okay, so that's his son, Rav Simcha Wasim. Okay. Nipsa's here, Madmur, means he's quoting his father. Because he's quoting Rav Simcha, he's quoting Rav Ochon. The Chayra ain't no moving. The Chayra, the Raja, makes no sense. Shari Akusha, it's the Chay de Lavim, Yadu Gam the Yibum, Bisham Esse Dechelosa say. Him came, Ma Teret, Goshen Ola Yibim, Ola Chalitza. Because it is only the Yibum. Right, because of Essay Daichalosa say. So his answer makes no sense. The Ib Kabbalah Sarashma Kmash and Kosa Bechidushin, the Bina Shay Shai Polakakas Bialma, if it's some kind of other chat that there's, you need a Kakas Bialma, it's some kind of new Drasha, which he doesn't say anything about. I Rash didn't say, Kate Dixie, the Lamre Kwadaleho, the Akos Isha. So then, The Gemara Daf Gimel is fair. Why does the Gemara Daf Gimel say that if essay would be Daichelosa say, Sheesh Bakares, then there would be Yibum. Holo Karina Bela Kakas Bialba. In other words, even if essay Daichelosa Sheesh Bakares, but it's not Lakakas Bialba, Lokai Velav in Rekiba, the Tzibu Aleo. In other words, he's asking two questions. I don't know, too good. First of all, he's asking that he doesn't make sense because we should say daichet. And any answer you're going to give, so then you slugged up the Gemara and Daf Gimel. Because, so whatever you're going to answer, so what's Chan the Gemara and Daf Gimel? So the Gemara and Daf Gimel should be the same thing. Now that's very a different shot. That wouldn't solve the Gemara and Daf Gimel because it's only after what we have Alel. But Adayin Eich the Etchelimo Sami said, "Keep in the Chai Velav and Yeshomer." I say Dechalos. I say that's what we were asking in the beginning to. It's Sarah Ian. I Rei Kovik Saaris Zimin Al Ches Ois Tesdai. Okay, so we got to think about this again. We're running late. So he basically leaves the Rajma's answer, Tzara Chia. There's basically two kashas on the Rajma's answer. One is in Tzara. The Rajma's basic answer is, what's the difference? According to Akiva, what's the difference between Chai Velavim and Chai Vekrisis? They're both Lopapsi Bo Kedushin. So the kasha, what do you mean, what's the difference? There's a tremendous difference. This is Essay Daicher. So it's called Oyle Leibum. And this is that says that daicha, so it's not called Ayin and Yibum. The difference is Rochek Mizrach from Ayrit. And the second question is, if you're going to say that as long as it's well Tafsi Bo Kedushin in theory, then there's no difference. So how could the Gemara come along on Daf Chaf and say that if Essay would Daf Gimel and say that if Essay would be daicha losa sheish bakares, there would be Yibum. The Maisa. We don't go after the dachi. We go after the grunt, the essence.
And we. How does Rebbe not understand Daf Chaf? Because what? On Daf, does Rebbe hear me? Or is it coming?
Now I hear you.
Okay, so Stav on Daf Chaf, when the Gemara says Ma Ra'is, like why couldn't the Gemara just say? Why does the Gemara have to make a tali and pieces kedushin? Why did the Gemara say one is an asay dachaloisa say and one is kares? Right, the Gemara Stav on Daf Chaf. Right? What do you mean, Mara is? One of them is Asay Dechaloisa say, and really there should be Yibum, okay? So there's some drasha, there's only Chalitza, but why does Gemara have to run to
this Kedusha? So Pashup Shad is because the Gemara is there doing also in Chai Velavim, I'd say.
No. Initially, the Gemara was by Chai Velavim, not that step. I think.
But it could be that the Gemara would also say the same thing is true by Chai Velavim, I'd say. Now the Gemara, what would the Gemara that step have said by Chai Velav and Vasei? They would have said Chai Velav and Vasei it goes into the same gender of Chai Ve'Lavin. So they couldn't say. Now, the Hamina was that this Chai Ve'Lavin and Chai Ve'Lavin Vase have one din, and Chai Ve'Krisis have a different din. So you can't say the difference is because Chai Ve'Lavin is Essay Deiche, because then you wouldn't explain Chai Ve'Lavin Vase. And the Gemara always knows that Chai Ve'Lavin Vase have Chalitza. They knew, always know that. So they had to say it because of Tafsi Bar Kedushin. Because Tafsi Bar Kedushin.
I mean, the Gemara doesn't bring it in. The Gemara's step there is only Chai Ve'Lavin.
The Gemara held that even Chai Ve'Lavin don't have Yibum. But they know that Chai Ve'Lavin say have Chalitza. So therefore they had to say, they couldn't say like you know, like we're saying in their Rajba. I think that's a good answer.
If I catch it, how did we know in the Torah to actually be mechalik like that and make the line by Tfisis Kedushin? Why don't we make it Gufa say the
I don't know if that's a kasha, because they were smart and they logically figured out that's where the line should be. But to go ahead and to ask Maishna like that, and that's like a very funny question. And that's a question to the Oida, and this is not Oida. Okay. I don't know. I mean, that was the whole kasha, that there's a difference. But this is not called Ein Oida Yibum. Okay. I don't know. I'm going to leave. So let's go over this again. Well, I think we might have done this a little too fast.
Was Rabbi just suggesting a mahalach for the Rashba?
No, I wasn't.
No, because isn't that over the point? If Rabbi Kiva holds it's not Tafsi Bar Kedushin, so then Mamela that falls in the category of something has to go to Chalitza.
Why? You see, there's two questions.
Fact that he holds not Tafsi Bar Kedushin, he holds the law works differently, obviously.
But we see on Daf Gimel that even when lo Tafsi Bar Kedushin, if Essay is Daiche, you do have Chalitza. You do have Yibum even.
By Karis,
which is also a lot of Tafsi Bar Kedushin.
That's why the Ramban said there's too much focus.
Rebbe's structure that he just said on Dav Chaf, though, doesn't that sort of answer the question? Because if Chai Ve'Lavin and Chai Ve'Lavin Vase have to end up on the same side of the fence, right?
After the Gemara on Dav Chaf.
Right, the Gemara knows. I'm saying.
And in the Rabbanan, they're on the same side of the fence.
Right.
No, so in the Rabbi Akiva, they're on the same side of the fence.
Oh.
The Mishnah there on Daf Chav says Beferich and the Rabbanan, they're on the same side of the fence. Okay, let's go over this again tomorrow. Let's try and read Rabbi Chanan. Try and read the Rajma again inside. A little slower. I'm sorry, I battled too much today. Benita, I'm going to send you the Chazon Ish so you can scream at the Chazon Ish. And then we'll try and do this again tomorrow. And we should look up this Rabbi. He says, Kobe's Aris, Ches Tes 9. I don't think I sent that. I don't know if I sent that piece to you. I sent the Kobe's Aris. Maybe I did send it to you. Yeah, I did send that. Look at that. I sent that piece also.
If Rebbe could just see the Rashba in the Kovitz is arguing the Rashba in the Shail Shuvas, because I'm saying he seems to say the exact same thing as the Ramban. Is Rebbe saying the Rashba and Shalashu is saying the same thing as the Ramban?
No, he's saying something. This is a whole different story.
Right, I'm saying so. The Rashba and the Kovitz seems to say exactly like the Ramban.
Okay. Right now he's saying the whole different story. He didn't say. Okay, then. But okay. Anyway, so let's look at that. Let's read over this Rashba again. And then we should look at the Kobe Tsaris Chesta sign. I did send it. I sent it already. It's in the same sheet, I sent three pages.
Rebbe, so is Rebbe basically saying, coming down to the Rashba is saying similar to Ramban, but without saying that there's two machlekes in? And therefore we have a kasha?
He doesn't speak out. He doesn't, we don't know what he's saying.
I mean, he doesn't say two machlekes in, but his basic structure of shot is very similar to Ramban.
Okay, I don't know what he doesn't say there's two machlekes. I don't know what he's saying.
Without saying two machlekes, that's why we have a kasha.
Okay, I don't know.
If he held the Ramban or two machlekes, would we have a kasha?
But he doesn't say it's two machlekes.
No, but I'm saying if he held your two machlekes, would there be a kasha on him still?
Maybe not, but that's not, he just didn't say it.
Then
fine.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Shikayach, everybody.
Shkoyach.